This is Dr. Bernard Pranowski Kulanski, the Pro Physician Jack C. Melendez, the report is 429.99. And Nikki's procedure was dysphagia, odontophagia, GERD, rectal bleeding, abdominal pain, epigastric pain, surgery, maxillary, and cells. No evidence of esophagitis, but I saw G junction nodule biopsy to get back diagnosis. I was surprised to not come. Patient turned on KY jelly paraphrase, C flow rectum, rectum, and he called the paraphrase, charcoal, a paraphrase, basis, and my patient coming out, did not see the same polymer down, patient, and you just play, patient torture, scolar, it's called a rectum, and then turn him not be concerned. Patient was a complication. Find number one, G junction nodule biopsy to get back diagnosis. Number two, nervous and esophagitis, or hiatal hernia. Number three, multiple gastritis, the bowel sorting is like number four, get pre-pyloric enteral gastric ulcer, bacterial is like that. Number five, Gerson is actually doing bacterial was excluded. Number six, colonoscopy secret. Number seven, etiquette prep. Number eight, otherwise, and the mouthful of a torturous colon and hemorrhoids, now bleeding, probably called rectal bleeding recognition. Available G-junction nodule, if the biopsy comes negative, I would recommend a rapid task ultrasound to evaluate G-junction nodule because of her age and also. If possible, ESD, if this is what of any anomaly, especially if there's any premalignant malignant changes and neoplastic changes. Wow. Number two, I'll be some last for helicobacter. Number three, I'll wait for the gastric ulcer biopsy. Number four, the helicobacter probably comes positive to February. Number five, the start patient proton, 40 milligrams per day, and cadaveric fungus TID. I'll wait for a small biopsy. If the upper endoscopy ultrasound comes negative for GI junction nodule, D-junction nodule, then repeat upper endoscopy in 3 months, follow up the gastric ulcer. And number advice patient, half a drug of water, stool supplements, 75% preparation, each generous prepare. Recommendation also on the abdomen to a gallstone, so that comes to negative patient, continue to have the vomiting, the abdominal pain. Recommendation of the MR enterogram to all small bowel disorder, or Crohn's disease, small bowel disease, as a contributing factor for a symptom. Recommendation of take colate, 100 milligram, 3 times daily, and metamucil. 1 to 2 tablespoons on a daily basis for that will so help to decrease bloating and gas that could be coming from the possibility of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation. Follow 1 to 2 centimeters. Please have a guided picture. Parami keep right. Dr. Jose Lopez and copy Dr. Padam Sari. Their procedure was January 6, 2024. January 6, 2024. Patient option.